Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our RTL Group analyst call on the planned acquisition of Sky Deutschland, which we announced this morning. The speakers for today's presentation are Thomas Rabe, the Group CEO, and Björn Bauer, our CFO. Thomas and Björn will first guide you through the presentation. Afterwards, we will take your questions. The presentation for this call is available on our corporate website, rtl.com, following the link included in our press release under Download. To give you as much time for your questions as possible, Thomas will start directly with the highlights of the planned transaction on slide two, and over to you, Thomas.
Yeah, many thanks, Oliver. Good morning to all of you, and thanks for taking the time on this very big day for RTL Group. We announced the acquisition of Sky Deutschland, which is a transformational move for RTL Group. Go to the highlights of the deal. We acquire Sky Deutschland. It's a unique opportunity as a transformational for RTL Group, which will bring our full-year revenue to 8.2 billion euro. It is also the largest acquisition of RTL Group since inception in 2000. The combination of RTL and Sky will create a unique video proposition for entertainment, sports, and news across free TV, pay TV, and streaming. The two businesses are highly complementary in terms of business models, target groups, content offers, and revenue streams. Together, the company will be in an even stronger position to invest in content and state-of-the-art technology in Germany and Europe to compete with the global streaming platforms. We'll also create significant shareholder value. We estimate that annual synergies will be around 250 million euro, and we'll give you more details later. On the regulatory side, we expect approvals and closing in 2026. That brings us to slide four. Video consumption, as you know, continues to dominate the media usage in Germany. Over the past years, we've witnessed, as in all other countries, a significant shift towards non-linear viewing. In the age group of 14-59, non-linear viewing already accounts for 35%, and in the younger age group, to two-thirds of total viewing time. The shift in the younger age group is particularly visible and significant. Streaming is clearly at the heart of the digital transformation of the TV industry, and the market potential in Germany is huge. We estimate that the potential is 100-120 million potential subscriptions as more households buy subscriptions and households buy more subscriptions. Subscription by households also goes up. Our goal is to capitalize on the shift from linear to streaming and to establish and position RTL+ as a top three player in the German market. On slide five, some information about Sky. Sky is one of the leading entertainment providers in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. The business is headquartered in Munich. It's currently part of Comcast. Sky has a total of 5 million paying subscribers across its pay TV business with set-top boxes and its streaming services, WOW. A distinct premium portfolio means that Sky is not only the home to the Bundesliga, but also to other premium live sports and entertainment, exclusive series, latest films, and a wide range of children's content and documentaries. Sky Deutschland is a 2 billion euro revenue company and is projected to EBITDA break-even in 2025. Around 88% of Sky's revenue comes from distribution-based revenue, which means that the acquisition of Sky will significantly diversify our revenue streams. More details on this later in our presentation. The next slide. Strategic framework of RTL is well known. I've repeated this many times in our calls and conversations. It's centered around core growth and alliances and partnerships. Core meaning investing in premium content, strengths of families and channels, as well as cost and portfolio management. Growth areas are streaming service, advertising technology, addressable TV, as well as content production with Fremantle. Alliances and partnerships span from advertising, sales, and content production to technology and data. I think it's fair to say that the acquisition of Sky Deutschland contributes to all three strategic priorities and offers value to European stakeholders. I'll explain how in more detail on the following slides. The combined company offers a unique proposition across all channels: free TV, pay TV, streaming, audio, online, and digital publishing. The enlarged RTL will have nine free TV channels, over 60 pay TV channels, and a strong position in streaming with RTL+ and WOW. RTL and Sky are highly complementary, as I said before, in terms of its business models and revenue streams. Also, across content offers and all genres, from entertainment to sports, fiction endings. As we discussed in our recent analyst call, we said that exclusive content for live sports or rights for live sports are essential for linear TV and streaming because they reach mass TV audiences, attract new subscribers, and drive engagement across all platforms. The timing of the acquisition is particularly good because Sky recently secured the Bundesliga rights until 2029, and the rights for the German Cup competition, the DFB-Pokal, until 2030, providing planning security. The business of Sky is a very good fit with RTL and also the Bundesliga proposition because RTL recently acquired the highlight rights for the German Football League for RTL+. An additional free-to-air rights for the weekly top match of the second league, and is already home to the UEFA Europa and Conference Leagues. Premium films, international series, documents, and children programs from Sky Universal will further strengthen our fictional offer. The combined content spend of the two companies is around €2.5 billion, putting us in an even better position to invest from local productions to globally popular rights. The clear priority of our growth strategy is to boost our streaming business. Bringing together the two fastest-growing streaming offers in Germany, RTL+ and WOW, will create significant potential for accelerated future growth. We'll be the clear number three in the market with around 11.5 million paying subscribers in the DACH region, eye to eye or almost eye to eye with the two biggest U.S. streaming platforms, Netflix and Amazon Prime. Another perfect fit is are the target groups of the two companies. The target audience of RTL+ is younger and more female, while the target audience of Sky and WOW is, with its strong focus on sports, is older and more male. This means that we're significantly broadening our audience in streaming. Thanks to our existing strategic content partnership with Sky, we know the company, the team, and its culture well. As part of the transaction, we'll enter into a partnership with Comcast in three areas: brand, transition service agreements, and content. RTL will have the right to use the Sky brand in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, and South Tyrol, and RTL will also acquire Sky Deutschland's streaming brand, WOW. For the set-top boxes, we'll receive the platform Sky Stream and Stream and Sky Q for the long term, and WOW will continue to run on Comcast's technology platform. RTL will also continue to show premium films and series from NBCUniversal. Let's now look at the value proposition for European stakeholders. The transaction is a clear win for all parties and, of course, also for our shareholders, as I explained. They will benefit, as this transformational move accelerates our growth strategy. The audience will benefit from more content choice on all channels and devices. We'll make high-quality local programs more accessible for all target groups, from free to premium. We'll become an even stronger partner for creatives in Europe and, together with them, ensure sovereignty of the European media sector and promote cultural diversity. We'll invest in European streaming tech, data, and AI, which will further foster and drive our independence from global platforms. Now we'll move on to the key deal terms, which Björn will explain to you.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. Good morning from my side as well. I will cover 4 points. First, the transaction terms in more detail. Second, the pro forma figures that illustrate the transformational nature of the acquisition. Third, how we'll create shareholder value. And let's start with the scope. RTL Group will fully acquire Sky business in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, including its customer relationships in Luxembourg, Liechtenstein, and South Tyrol on a cash and debt-free basis and with a normalized net working capital. We agreed with Comcast on a structure that combines a fixed and a variable consideration. Upon closing, we will pay €150 million in cash. An additional variable consideration that is linked to RTL Group share price performance provides financial upside for Comcast while limiting our future exposure. It can be triggered any time within the first 5 years after closing once our share price exceeds €41 and is capped at a share price of €70. At the cap, the variable consideration represents an additional amount of €377 million. To make it clear, this maximum would only be paid out if RTL Group share price more than doubles compared to today, which would represent an increase of approximately €6 billion market cap for RTL. We've also secured the flexibility to settle the potential earnout either in cash, in RTL Group shares, or a combination of both, Therefore, we are also considering buying treasury shares to be in a position to settle the variable consideration fully or partly in shares. RTL Deutschland will remain headquartered in Cologne, and Sky will remain headquartered in Munich. Stefan Schmitter, the CEO of RTL Deutschland, will lead the combined company after closing. Moving on to the next slide. As you can see, this is a major step in transforming our company, as shown here by the pro forma financials for 2024. Together, the larger RTL Deutschland would have generated pro forma revenue of 4.6 billion in 2024. The share of subscription-based revenue would triple to around 45%, while the combined annual content spend will more than double to around 2.5 billion. RTL Group's reported revenue for 2024, including Sky Deutschland, would have been 8.2 billion euro. And as you can see, the revenue will further diversify and will be well-balanced between advertising, content, and subscription-based revenue. Moving on to the next slide. We will integrate Sky Deutschland into RTL Deutschland step by step and following a best-of-both approach. The goal is to retain the best talents, assets, and processes from both companies with an even stronger focus on streaming. And while Sky Deutschland already has improved its financial performance significantly, we aim to realize annual synergies of around 250 million euro within 3 years after closing. We do see some revenue synergies, for example, by upselling existing RTL+ subscribers to Sky products, but the majority of synergies will be cost-driven, and that across all categories. The key drivers are optimization of the joint content portfolio, overhead reduction, and reduction of Sky's external media spend by leveraging RTL's reach. Thanks to our existing strategic content partnership with Sky, we know the company, the team, and its culture, and we know that both companies are a complementary match. With this, I hand back to Thomas.
Well, thank you, Björn. With the acquisition of Sky Deutschland, I think we explained we're seizing a unique chance to drive consolidation in Germany, and we'll continue to transform our portfolio in line with our strategy. Very much looking forward to the opportunity ahead of us. In summary, the combination of RTL Deutschland and Sky will create a unique video proposition for entertainment, sports, and news across free TV, pay TV, and streaming with highly complementary target groups. It will boost our streaming business to around 11.5 million paying subscribers in the DACH region, which means that RTL will be the clear number three in streaming in Germany. We'll create significant value with 250 million of annual synergies, and it will further diversify RTL Group's revenue streams across subscription, distribution, and advertising. Thank you for your attention, and we'll now take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question from the webinar may click the Q&A button on the left side of the screen and then click the Raise Your Hand button. If you dialed in via phone, please press star and one on your telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press the Lower Your Hand button from the webinar or star and two on your telephone. Anyone who has a question may queue up now. One moment for the first question, please. And we have the first question coming from the line of Annick Maas from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Morning. Thank you very much for the presentation. My first question is on the regulation. Can you just tell us, like, how will you pitch this to the regulator for this and to the competition authorities for this to go through? The second one is, you said Sky is expected to be EBITDA break even this year. Can you maybe give us a bit more indication of the internal EBITDA trajectory of Sky Deutschland that they had up to now? And then just, can you give us a bit more details on the timeline of the synergy? So you said it's more cost than revenues, but, like, you know, is it first going to be cost and revenues? Can you give us just a little bit more detail around the synergies? Thank you.
Yeah, first point on regulation. As I said, we're confident to obtain regulatory approval in the course of 2026. If you look at the market definitions, so-called relevant markets defined by the competition authorities, see that one relevant market is linear TV advertising, And there's a market in which RTL operates, but not Sky. So as we said before, the businesses are highly complementary, but they have different business models and also different revenue streams. We'll make the necessary filings at the European Commission in the next days. We'll then work with the European Commission in the process, provide all the information that is required to take a well-founded decision. But as I said, the different businesses are complementary, but they're different in nature and should therefore not give rise to regulatory concerns. On Sky, as we said, EBITDA of Sky will be break even this year. This is after several years of successful turnaround. The business was significantly loss making 3 or 4 years ago, but has made enormous progress, which frankly allowed us to make this acquisition and this investment. We're not in a position to provide more detailed information on the performance of Sky. It's a private company. It's owned by Comcast. And we have only just signed the agreements. We've not closed the transaction and are therefore unable to provide more information. On the 3 years and synergy buildup, as I said, the synergies are of different nature. There are revenue synergies, for example, resulting from cross-selling. But also importantly, also cross promotion across all platforms. And there are significant cost synergies. And cost synergies are in all cost categories, of course, general overhead, marketing, tech, and content spend, which, as I said, is 2.5 billion annually, which is very, very significant. The synergies will build up over time. As Björn said, more in year two and year three than in year one. But you will see visible effects and visible synergies already in year one.
Good, thank you. I have one more question. Just so if you think about the revenue mix, I guess now pro forma you will have less exposure to advertising, but on the other hand side, being the third biggest player gives you, in theory, a massive opportunity for advertising. So when you think about the revenue mix 5 years down the line, would you push towards advertising, or are you like happy with this new pro forma revenue mix? How do you think about it in your thank you?
Our objective is to maximize the monetization of our content across platforms, and whether this takes the form of advertising, subscription, or distribution revenue, frankly, doesn't matter all that much. I mean, we've already increased advertising at RTL Plus, to take an example. And have products and tariffs out there which include much more advertising than others. So it's very much the choice of the also consumer. What we are of course going to do on the content side is we're going to think about how to best orchestrate the content rights which we hold. So if you think about Bundesliga, Bundesliga is on Sky Pay and Stream. In the new season with 7 out of 9 matches per week. It's a very, very strong position with the Friday match and all the 6 Saturday matches. But it's, of course, perfectly conceivable that some of the matches will also be shown on RTL, free-to-air television. Because this attracts audience. Audience means reach. Reach means advertising revenue. And at the same time, could be a fantastic platform for promoting Sky and Sky subscriptions for the Bundesliga. So that's the way we think about, you know, orchestrating rights across platforms. At the end of the day, it's a matter of maximizing monetization across all revenue opportunities while running the company in the most efficient possible way. And this will drive synergies and profitability of the combined company.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from line of Jerome Boden from Oddo BHF. Please go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay, sorry. Yes, thanks for the question. Two on my side. The first one on the synergies. So you mentioned programming cost synergies. Can you give us a bit of example of what you have in mind on programming synergies? And also, what would be your plan in terms of local content versus what you currently do and what Sky is doing at the moment? That's my first question. And the second one, it's just on the earnout. So on the share price trigger of 51 and 70, could you precise if it is X or dividend reinvested from today? Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, just on the earnout, and Björn can take you through the details in a second. The formula is very simple. The earnout is sort of a warrant or variable consideration, which kicks in at a share price of 41. So below 41, the variable consideration is going to be zero, irrespective of the value creation via the Sky deal. If the share price goes up to 70, which would be a plus of more than 6 billion, versus today, then the earnout would be 377 million. So the simple formula is you take the exercise price of the share, say 70, that would be fantastic for everybody, more than doubling current share price, minus 41 multiplied by 13 million. So if you do that, 70 minus 40, 40, 41 is 29, times 13 is 377. If you take, say, an exercise price of 50, which I think would be fantastic, you know, for the share price of RTL, that would be 50 minus 41, 9 multiplied by 13 is 117. So that's the way to look at it. Yeah, maybe you just want to explain again how we're going to settle the variable consideration and what thoughts we have about the use of treasury shares.
Yeah, so we have full flexibility there. We can either settle in cash or in shares or a combination of both. And as I said earlier, we are considering for that purpose to acquire treasury shares, which would to a certain degree act as a kind of natural hedge to us. With regards to the second part of your questions, how do we treat dividends in that structure? The share price of 41 and 70 would not be adjusted for regular dividends, but they would be adjusted for extraordinary dividends, for example, for cash capital gains. And we've said previously that once the transaction or the sale of RTL Netherlands would close, that special dividend that would then be deducted from that 41 and 70 cap.
Yeah. On the content side, I mean, please forgive me. We don't want to provide too much detail, but in simple terms, you know, some of the RTL content may well substitute existing Sky content, and vice versa, right? So we think that the 2.5 billion of content we spent could potentially be reduced. If we orchestrate the content which we have in the most efficient way across platforms, there are certainly also elements of content that we would not necessarily need at RTL and Sky in the context of the combination. And this is, by the way, also a reason why the synergies don't kick in right away. We have content agreements which with a certain duration, and we'll only be able to make adjustments to these agreements when they expire. And that is, of course, not immediately, but in the course of time. RTL is always, always for at least the last 10 years, put a strong emphasis on local content, because this is where we are strongest, and this is where we differentiate most versus the US platforms. If you look at Sky, a significant part of the Sky content, in particular sports content, is also what I would describe as local content, i.e. the Bundesliga and the DFB Pokal, the German Cup competition. In addition to that, Sky, as we mentioned, has rights to the Formula One and to the Premier League, which by definition is not local content of Germany, but highly, highly appealing to German audiences. So I don't think that as a result of the deal, we'll see a shift towards more global content. We will continue, in particular at RTL, but also at Sky and sports, put a very strong emphasis on local content, because this is where we are strongest, as I said, and this is where we have the best opportunity to play successfully against the US platforms.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from line of Conor O'Shea from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my questions and congratulations on the deal. Just a couple from my side. I know you said, Thomas, that you couldn't go into too much detail about Sky's financials, but I wonder if you could just give us a sense as to whether their subscriber base has been growing in the last few years. You mentioned that the losses had been reduced dramatically in the last 3-4 years, but is that only to do with cost savings, or is their base stable or growing or declining? Also, if you could give us a broad sense as to the mix of their 5 million subscribers across different platforms, so satellite and over the top and cable. And then the third question, just in terms of your own targets for RTL Plus, in terms of break even and number of subscribers as a standalone, does this deal change any of that, or are those targets still valid on a standalone basis? Thank you.
I'll start with the last question. No, the targets are absolutely valid. If anything, this deal will contribute to further growth of RTL Plus and achieving break even next year, but we'd also achieve break even without the Sky deal. So no change there. As I said before, the subscription market, video subscription market in Germany is growing. We see significant additional potential, and we want to benefit from this potential, both at RTL Plus, Wow, and Sky. Forgive me, you know, I'll not be able to provide, you know, more detail on the mix of subscribers, but what I can tell you on the top line is that the top line of Sky has been growing. And this is largely driven by the Wow service, which is a streaming service that Sky launched a few years ago, which together with RTL Plus is the fastest growing streaming service in the German market. So the set-top box business, the traditional Sky business, is coming down structurally, but it's more than compensated by the increase in subscribers at Wow. And we expect this to continue to be the case. Anything else?
Martin?
Yeah. So top line, yes, and cost management as the key contributors to the break-even of the business. And frankly, when we looked at the business and its valuation, we didn't expect or we didn't make the assumption that the business would become profitable or significantly profitable on the standalone basis. The value that is created comes from the synergies of 250 million plus, which we explained.
Okay, very clear. Many thanks.
Thank you.
The next question comes from line of Bernd Klanten from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions. Most have already been answered, but just a couple of follow-ups, if I may. I understand that you said you're confident in the regulatory approval. If, against all expectations, the regulators would block it, do you have a sense of how high the termination fee would be? Then second question, on the 250 million in annual synergies, I saw the breakdown in the back and you said it's mostly cost, but if you can provide a bit more color or perhaps put numbers on it, that'd be much appreciated. And then in terms of new midterm targets, can we expect sort of an update if and when the deal closes on new targets for the combined entity? Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll talk about our targets for this year, the guidance and the medium-term targets in August when we present our half-year numbers. We provided this guidance, also medium-term guidance and outlook at the last call in March when we presented our 2024 full-year numbers. We will not provide more information on Sky before closing. It's just not possible. We're not the owner of the business until closing. And therefore, unfortunately, you'll have to bear with us. But I think what you have, i.e. approximately 2 billion of revenue growing, EBITDA break-even this year, more than 5 million subscribers and growing in particular on the subscription side, and 250 million of synergies, primarily cost synergies. It's already quite a bit. and also, and importantly, the relatively low fixed compensation or consideration for the purchase of the shares, and the mechanics of the variable consideration, which we explained will not be able and will actually not be allowed to provide more information before closing, but rest assured, immediately after closing, we'll share with you much more information about our plans for the integration of the business, about cost synergies, which we're very, very confident to be able to achieve, but also about the performance of Sky, RTL Plus, and our new midterm targets then for streaming. But it's very clear that our objective is not to maintain the subscriber at 11.5 million, but to grow it in the course of time, both at RTL and at VOW. On regulatory, I think I responded to this. As I said, the European Commission, generally the regulators, when they look at market positions and market shares, look at what they call relevant markets, and one significant relevant market for us is linear TV advertising, as I said. And because the regulators were unwilling to change that definition of relevant market from linear TV advertising to something broader, the deals in France and in the Netherlands 2 or 3 years ago failed for that simple reason. But that is not the situation here with RTL and Sky, because Sky doesn't operate in the linear TV advertising market. It has advertising revenue, but that's a fraction of its total revenue. The bulk of the revenue, as you can see in the presentation, 88% is subscription. I think that very clearly shows that Sky is operating in an adjacent and complementary but different market. So that's the comfort. On break fee, which was another question you asked, it's not something we want to disclose, but rest assured that we have found agreements with Comcast which are fair and balanced, first of all, based on our detailed analysis on the regulatory approval and likelihood of approval with our legal teams and economic teams, and then also, of course, based on what could be potential remedies which we would offer to the competition authorities if required. But that's as far as I would go for now. We're very confident that the deal will get cleared in the course of 2026 by the European Commission based on the market definitions in our respective positions in these markets.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
The next question comes from line of Nizla Neza from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Great. I hope you could hear me. I have two questions, if I may. The first is on the subscriber base. Could you remind us if there's any overlap between sort of the RTL Plus subscribers and the Sky subscribers, and how you'd intend to manage that if it is sort of meaningful? That's question one. And question two, we've not sort of heard the Comcast angle in this story, but could you remind us again maybe what is the rationale for them to sell Sky Deutschland and how did it come about? And a final question, if I may, the funding of the 150 million purchase price consideration at the start, how would that be done from an RTL perspective, and what would the leverage for the group look like once that payment is made? And would you still be comfortable with where your leverage levels are even after that payment? Some color would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. No, thank you. I mean, the price of 150 million, frankly, it can easily be funded by RTL on this balance sheet, or Björn.
Yeah.
On the financing, anything you want to add? I mean, it's a very small amount, right?
Yeah.
By any standard, and we expect significant proceeds from the disposal of an asset shortly. Our balance sheet is healthy. Björn, you want to expand on this?
Yeah, what I can add is end of Q1, our net debt was less than 500 million. Of course, we then paid the dividend, and kind of from a seasonal perspective, over summer, debt goes slightly up, but we believe that it will go down significantly towards the end of the year. And the other factor to consider is that, as announced, we assume that the Dutch transaction will be approved soon, and as such, we would receive a significant cash in.
Yeah. So if anything, you'll see the debt level of of RTL Go go down. Of course, we'll also make a significant dividend payment next year, but we'll come to that. So please don't worry about the financing. 150 million euro is more than feasible. On the overlaps, I mean, I explained that the two businesses are highly complementary, also in terms of target groups, more female and younger in RTL Plus, more male and slightly older in at Sky. The overlap is pretty minimal, which frankly is probably one of the biggest opportunities in this deal, because it helps us enormously to orchestrate the rights, the combined rights of RTL and Sky across platforms with different audience groups. So the minimal the overlap is less than 1 million subscribers. And finally, on Comcast, I mean, it's actually quite a bit below 1 million. It's approximately 400,000 to 500,000 overlap between the two services, so minimal. With regards to Comcast, first thing I'd say is that we've established a great relationship with Comcast and Sky 2 years ago when we entered into a content partnership deal, under which we licensed, for example, the rights to 7 Formula One races per season, and we saw how well the interaction between free TV, pay TV, and streaming worked. You know, on the basis of the example of Formula One, with significant cross promotion, marketing, and so on. And then we felt if this works for Formula One, it could also work for other rights. But for it to work for other rights, would require a full combination of the two businesses. And this is why we then entered into a conversation with Sky and with Comcast after the Bundesliga rights tender that was completed at the end of last year. And, the last month hammered out a deal, which we signed yesterday. Importantly, we'll continue to be partners of Sky and Comcast, as explained, in a number of areas, partly temporarily, because of transition services, partly long-term, for example, with Universal Studios on Universal content for Sky, but also on the set-top boxes, on the streaming platform for the WOW service, and so on and so on. So this is not just a sale of an asset by Comcast. It's a sale, but it's also the beginning of a pretty broad partnership over many, many years.
Great. Super helpful. Thank you.
Super. Thanks.
The next question comes from line of Ian Whittaker from Liberty Sky Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Whittaker, your line is open. Please unmute your mic from the webinar.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Good, thank you. Three questions. First of all, I guess, what would be the overwhelming factor that you can bring to Sky Deutschland to improve its performance? I mean, you've answered that sort of in a variety of questions in fragments. I really just want to bring everything together, because obviously Sky Deutschland has had a checkered performance for a number of years. Sky had put a lot of effort into it. So what do you think would be your single biggest factor that you could bring to the operations that would significantly improve its performance? The second thing is just wanted to ask really about a read across. We had the Netflix TF1 agreement in France, which was last week. Judging from this sort of deal, it doesn't really feel as though there's much room there for a similar sort of agreement with Netflix in Germany. And there are probably other strategic reasons why you wouldn't go down that path. But I'd be interested in your thoughts sort of on that. And I guess the third question as well is one of the overriding narratives we've been hearing in recent months, both YouTube itself and also as well from industry commentators, is the whole idea that YouTube is TV. And there certainly seems to be a growing sort of push by YouTube to capture TV advertising revenues, at least. I just wonder from your perspective, you may think that sort of the whole idea of YouTube is TV is not serious. But just from your perspective, how would this deal help to counteract any pressure that you may face from YouTube?
Well, I mean, on YouTube and TV, I have no doubt, and all the analysis I've seen shows that YouTube advertising is a substitute for TV advertising from the advertisers and the customer's perspective. This is one of the reasons why we argued for redefinition of the relevant market from a regulatory point of view. So I know YouTube, without a doubt, is a formidable competitor and significantly growing its advertising, but it's also a partner for RTL and for Sky, a partner for the promotion of our formats and our brands, but also a platform for further monetization of our content, in particular in the younger audience groups, which are less interested in traditional television. So, the way in which this transaction will have an impact on YouTube, I don't think specifically on YouTube, but generally, the impact is that we scale up our video businesses in the DACH region significantly. We generate significant synergies. We have more resources, also human resources. We have complementary competencies. I mean, Sky has been in the D2C business forever. This is a big competency which they bring to the table. So generally speaking, I think we'll be much, much better equipped in the combined company once integrated to compete with the US global platforms than we would be on a standalone basis. And I think if you look at all the rights which RTL and Sky hold together, some of these rights, which may currently be on pay or stream only, would also be very attractive on free TV. And as I said before, the art would be to orchestrate our rights across platforms in such a way that we maximize revenue. And there I'm totally agnostic on whether it is advertising, subscription, or distribution. On second
Netflix TV.
Yeah, Netflix TV. It's an interesting deal, but the deal is not yet in place, right? It will, I believe, take a bit of time to put it into place. Exactly. So the expectation is summer of next year. We think that the combination of RTL and Sky will make us an even more attractive partner for the US players. In a number of areas, it can be content, it can be international advertising sales, it can be technology. And we already have a number of partnerships in these areas with US players. As I said, if anything, the scaling up of our business with the acquisition of Sky will make us even more attractive, not only for the US players, but also for other business partners and distributors. And importantly, for top talent, the German market, who want to be associated with the winning proposition. And frankly, I mean, summarizing what we bring to the table, I think I said it all, what we bring to the table, the two companies, is enormous competencies on both sides. A very strong network in the industry, and importantly, the complementarity between the businesses, which will drive synergies and a significant value in all areas which I mentioned: content, tech, data, AI deployment, and so on and so on.
Thank you.
Welcome.
There are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Oliver Fahlbusch for any closing remarks.
Well, Oliver, I mean, the entire team here in Cologne is very excited about this deal. As I said, it was hard work in the last months to get to where we got to. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to discuss at the right time. But we believe it's a great opportunity also for you as shareholders and for you as analysts, to cover what is a unique proposition in European media, cross platforms, cross content. As I said, we'll share significantly more information with you after closing. The share price reaction today is very positive. Let's keep it this way. Thank you.
Thank you very much.